Let's let her buck with another edition of The Good Stuff. And speaking of bucking, how about Home on the Range Champions Ride? The 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Ranges in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys competing for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m., the grand entry at 12:30 Mountain Time. For information, visit hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
And if you'd like to have an experience when you go shopping, you really need to check out Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call by appointment. They've got so many vendors offering a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasure, and collectibles. We were up there about a month ago, and they were adding more vendors.
Days of 76 in Deadwood going on through this Saturday. 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year with rodeo performances July 26th through the 29th. Parades Friday afternoon. Oh, that would be today. And Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood going on through the 29th. Go online. There's tickets left. Daysof76.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. It's an ideal place to go for your business to be connected with farmers and ranchers who make up your target audience. You can gather up everybody. They're all gathered around Tri-State Livestock News. Again, remember, it's what ranchers read.
Well, I was going to share something about Lutherans. Might get me into trouble with a few listeners, but I don't think so. Okay. What do you have today, Kim?
Well, we all know it's just in fun.
It's in fun.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a couple of stories that, for lack of a better way of saying it, just aren't fair.
Okay, let's do them.
All right. Well, Mr. Williams of Little Rock, Arkansas was awarded $14,500 and medical expenses after being bitten on the bottom by his next-door neighbor's beagle. The beagle was on a chain in its owner's fenced yard. The award was less than sought because the jury felt the dog might have been just a little provoked at the time by Mr. Williams, who was shooting it repeatedly with a pellet gun.
Oh, well, I guess that could be retaliation.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think that was really fair.
A beagle bottom biter.
Yeah, all because he was shooting it.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, and a Philadelphia restaurant was ordered to pay Miss Carson of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, $113,500 after she slipped on a soft drink and broke her tailbone. The beverage was on the floor. Guess why?
Why?
Because Miss Carson had thrown it at her boyfriend 30 seconds earlier.
Oh.
During an argument. So, again, not really fair.
One of these days, I'm going to share something called Singing with the Lutherans, but this is just a list a list that was compiled by a 20th century Lutheran who, observing other Lutherans, wrote down exactly what he saw or heard. Okay?
Okay.
Number one, Lutherans believe in prayer, but would practically die if asked to pray out loud.
Ooh.
Okay? Yep. I grew up Lutheran, so that I know. Yep. Lutherans like to sing, except when confronted with a new hymn or a hymn with more than four stanzas. Ouch. Lutherans believe their pastors will visit them in the hospital, even if they don't notify them that they're there.
That's right, because they'll just know.
Lutherans usually follow the official liturgy and will feel it is their way of suffering for their sins.
I've never heard it put that way.
Okay. Well, a couple more of these before we wrap things up today. Lutherans believe in miracles and even expect miracles, especially during their stewardship visitation programs or when passing the plate. I think a lot of churches probably do that.
I think a lot of these fit for a lot of churches.
Lutherans feel that applauding for their children's choirs would make the kids too proud and conceited.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, there's that too.
And Lutherans think that the Bible forbids them from crossing the aisle while passing the peace. So those are just fun things today. And of course, we could apply them to a lot of churches, but sometimes we get to pick on the Lutherans and someday we'll pick on another denomination. So
that's right.
Kim, do you have something else to wrap up the program today?
I do. Let's just face it. English as a language is crazy. Have you ever thought there is no egg in eggplant, no ham in hamburger, neither apple nor pine in a pineapple? And did you know that English muffins weren't invented in England?
No. Once again, we thank you for tuning in for this edition of The Good Stuff.